Chapter 1. Maggie Sparks was a witch. A small, curly-haired, freckle-faced witch who was usually full of mischief and fizzing with magic. But today, she wasn't just a witch. She was a space witch from the planet Astrocadabra. Her pet chameleon, Bat, was now a three-eyed alien swamp lizard. A strange spaceship had just landed. Arthur, the space explorer, was climbing out of it.
Ping pong swirly bleep, shouted Maggie.
What?
Asked Arthur.
I was talking in an alien language, whispered Maggie. I said, hello, Earthling.
Oh, right. Hello, space witch, said Arthur. I have travelled thousands of light years to get here.
Do you need a wee? Said Maggie.
No,
said Arthur.
Are you sure? Giggled Maggie. I usually need a wee after a long journey.
Actually, huffed Arthur, it was a very long journey. It was so long that I had to travel in a cryogenic pod.
A crying what? Said Maggie.
A cryogenic pod, said Arthur. It freezes you so you can travel for years without getting any older.
Oh, like peas, said Maggie. They sit in a pod and get frozen so they stay fresh for ages. You're a pea, Arthur. A pea in a spacesuit.
Then Maggie laughed so much she got hiccups. Arthur took off his space helmet and threw it on the floor.
You're spoiling the game, he shouted.
Sorry, said Maggie, but that was funny.
Arthur didn't think it was funny at all. He stomped off home.
What's wrong with him? Maggie asked Bat. He's no fun anymore.
Bat shrugged his shoulders and pulled off his extra eye, a ping pong ball on a straw. Arthur was Maggie's best friend, even though they were nothing alike. Arthur was quiet. Maggie was noisy. Arthur was tidy. Maggie was messy. Arthur was nervous. Maggie was bold. Arthur was sensible. Maggie was, well, not. The biggest difference between them was magic. Maggie was a witch, and there was nothing magical about Arthur. But lately, Arthur had changed.
It's all because of that stupid science club, said Maggie.
Arthur loved science. His favourite time of the whole week was Thursday's after-school science club. Maggie went too, but it was not her favourite thing to do, especially not now that Arthur had met Freddy, Tannic and Lily. They all loved science too. Arthur talked to his new friends about plants and planets and telescopes and stuff. Maggie didn't understand what they were talking about some of the time. The rest of the time, she didn't listen. She felt left out.
What can I do, Bat? Said Maggie. Arthur and I have always been the odd ones out at school. But now Arthur has his science friends, so the only odd one out is me.
Bat sighed and turned blue. He always did when Maggie felt sad or lonely.
Maybe if I knew lots of facts about science, I might fit in with his new friends, said Maggie.
Bat nodded. He rummaged through Maggie's bookshelf and pulled out 1001 fascinating facts for the young scientist.
Brilliant, said Maggie. I'm not going to move until I've learnt every fact in this book. I don't care how long it takes.
Maggie started reading. A whole 3 minutes later, she cried,
I give up. This is so boring.
Maggie stomped downstairs, grumpy and out of ideas. She would never fit in with Arthur's new friends. She would never fit in with anyone. Maggie, said Mum, have you got everything ready for your trip to the Space Centre tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Gasped Maggie. She'd forgotten all about it. Miss Raven had arranged for the science club to visit a space center. Arthur had been looking forward to it for ages. It was perfect timing. Maggie could show Arthur and his new friends just how sensible and quiet and totally interested in space she could be. What could go wrong? Maggie came down for breakfast the next morning with a spring in her step. "What are you wearing, Maggie?" asked Mum.
"My super space outfit," said Maggie.
"You look great," said Dad. "But why are you not wearing your school uniform?"
"Miss Raven told us to wear our own clothes and be easy to spot," said Maggie. "So I'm going to wear this as well."
Maggie pulled on a headband with a large green alien eyeball on top.
"Good choice," said Mum, smiling.
She looked up at the clock.
"Oh no, you should be on the bus by now. Let's go, Maggie."
When they finally skidded into the school car park, all the other children were already on the bus. Miss Raven was standing outside of it, tapping her foot and looking at her watch.
"Sorry,"
shouted Mum as they ran over.
"You almost missed the bus,"
said Miss Raven.
"Maggie, what on earth are you wearing?"
"My super space outfit," said Maggie. "You told us to wear our own clothes and be easy to spot."
Miss Raven shook her head.
"Not quite, Maggie. I said, do not wear your own clothes. Come in your school uniform so you are easy to spot."
"Oh, Maggie," said Mum. "Do you want me to fetch her school uniform, Miss Raven?"
"No, there isn't time. She'll have to come as she is,"
said Miss Raven, hurrying Maggie onto the bus. Everybody else, dressed smartly in their school uniforms, stared at Maggie as she climbed up the steps. They started to laugh.
"So much for fitting in," thought Maggie.
Maggie looked for Arthur. Maggie and Arthur always sat next to each other. But Arthur was sitting next to Freddy. Worse than that, Arthur was looking at her with his disappointed face. Maggie had to sit next to Mrs. Grubb, the dinner lady, who had come to help out.
"Hello, dear,"
said Mrs. Grubb with a cheery smile.
"Mind you, don't knock over the sick bucket."